This is Graham Grinner, on all channels.
Welcome to the Waste.
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 Welcome to the Wastes. Hey there, Wasteland. This is Grim Grinner, broadcasting on all channels. And today, I have a special guest with me who will be taking over the broadcast once I get through some updates. So first off, I'm happy to say... Soon, Tanner. I gotta get through my updates for the Wastelanders out there.
Oh, man, you do that all the time. How much more new stuff do you have to talk to?
Well, Tanner, I actually...
Just kidding, I don't give a fuck. Come on, please. That's why my dad dropped me off here with you, so I could stream.
Seriously, kiddo, I gotta get through these updates right now, then you can have the frequency to do whatever the hell you want. It's not as... whatever, fucking... Anyways, Wasteland, I got some words in the static for you. First off, I'm happy to say that our problem with the killer, now known as Pyros, has departed, never to be seen again. Not dusted, but he definitely won't be back this way. Still unfortunate that so many poor souls met their end at his hands, but knowing that he's not going to be taking any more victims to hell will help me sleep just a bit easier. Speaking of which, the captured Wastelanders that Pyros didn't ghost have made it home with the help of Balasar and the Phoenix Express. The moment we made the call, couriers shot right out of lockdown to help... Give me that. We helped escort folks to wherever they call home with... Balasar allotting caps and tabs enough to cover any courier fees those trips would normally be worth, and then some. Now, if only we could do the same with the judge or the corporations or fucking... Tanner!
What?
Which brings me to my next point. Recently, at several smaller outposts and settlements, there have been folks distributing literature on behalf of the judge and his cult. I've got no idea how they got a hold of a printer, but these little pamphlets seem to be setting up as the next savior of the waste or something. How did you get another one? I just want to remind folks out there that the judge is nothing more than a deranged psychopath with only two things on his mind. Passing judgment in the form of executions on an upsetting scale, and bringing me to stand before him. One of his booklets made its way to me, and I have to say it's disgusting what he's trying to preach. I'd read one of the pages, but I don't want to give him any more of a platform than he already has. Needless to say, if you spot any of those pamphlets, I would recommend keeping a weapon close. If memory serves, if they can't convert you, they resort to more lethal methods. So stay safe out there. What, Tanner?
Can I talk now, or do you have more updates to board with me?
Actually, bud, I was wrapping that one up, so yeah, the frequency's all yours to do whatever the hell you want. I got repairs to make anyway.
Can you stay, actually? I want to tell you some jokes.
Sure, I guess I can stay. Repairs can probably wait.
Yeah.
Anyways, alright, Wace, I've got special guests here in the bunker. It's 10
and...
Ten and a half year old, some of you may recognize if you've had any dealings with Jack Perian. I owe him some favors from all of our years of doing runs together, and one of those is apparently looking after Tanner here. So, without further ado, here's...
What's up, guys? It's Tanner. Welcome to my first ever stream. Now, I don't have a gaming system yet. But Jailbreak's working on one, so as soon as I have that, it'll be sick, and you guys can watch me do some gaming.
Tanner, you know no one can see this, right?
I know, Grim. Jeez, doesn't mean that they can't, you know, I can play the game, and everybody out here can follow along with me.
All right, well, I'll bite. What system is Jailbreak fixing up for you?
No, I don't know, some sort of game box station or whatever. Doesn't matter, because it'll be the only one out there, which makes me the coolest streamer around, even more than you.
Well, there's not very many, so that's not a hard list to top, I guess.
What does that mean?
You know what?
I don't give a fuck.
Tanner, I don't know if your dad wants you using that kind of language, bud.
He's fine with it. Where do you think I learned it from?
Fair.
Anyways. Hey, Grim. I got a joke for you.
What is it, Tanner?
Knock, knock.
Who's there? fuck, that's not a punchline, Tanner.
Yeah, it is. It punched in. It was the last line.
Tanner, do you actually have anything you want to talk about, or is this just going to be you harassing me for the whole stream?
Hey, you called it a stream. Thanks, Grim.
No problem, kiddo.
But, yeah, I don't know what to talk about, really, until the gaming setup is ready, so...
Well, that's fair. In that case, do you want this to be more conversational, just like us chatting? I can be a bit more on air and help you with shutting the equipment down.
You sure? Even if it's just me chirping you?
Yes, even if it's just you chirping me. God, sometimes I forget your dad was a leafer.
Yeah, he was. Oh, okay, I got another question for you, Grim. It's kind of a math one. Do you know how numbers work?
Yes, Tanner, I know how numbers work. I can probably count higher than you.
Indebatable. Anyway, so, you got 3 Molotov cocktails, right?
Mm-hmm.
And each one, when it shatters, sprays in like a 3-meter radius. Do you know what a radius is?
Yes, I know what a radius is.
Okay, so, you got 3 targets. One, 15 meters away.
Mm-hmm.
One, 17 meters away.
Mm-hmm.
Last one's 19 meters away.
Mm-hmm.
So how far do you have to throw a Molotov for me to give a fuck about anything you ever have to say?
God damn it, Tanner. The sad part is I actually have an answer to that one.
Yeah, what is it?
You aim for the 17 meter away one. That way the 3-meter radius should hit the other two.
Wait, I didn't say how far apart from each other they were. I said how far apart from you they were.
Yes, but realistically, if I'm using Molotovs, I'm probably going up against the corporations, so they tend to stick in a tight formation, meaning that if I hit the 17-meter one, it takes out the other two agents, and then I have more Molotovs for taking on the facility.
Do you know what? I'm not fucking fooling. I think that's a pretty satisfactory answer. Like, I think that's pretty okay.
Yeah, your dad would probably be pretty proud of it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I don't think my dad uses, like, flames and shit.
He really doesn't. Maybe he'll have you use them one day.
Yeah, that'd be pretty crazy. Yeah. Oh, do you know why my dad doesn't use flames? I've got a joke for you.
Why doesn't your dad use flames, Tanner?
Because he doesn't fucking know how. Fucking idiot.
No, he really doesn't.
Hey, you laughed. I've never heard you do anything at me but a deep sigh.
Yeah, well, I found that joke funny, Tanner.
Yeah, why do you find it funny?
I'll tell you for your birthday or something, I don't know.
Okay. Well, for this stream, Grim. How do I turn this shit off?
Well, first you gotta sign off. And then I'll show you what switches to hit.
I don't have a sign-off yet.
You can use mine if you like.
You sure?
Yeah. Yeah, no, go for it, kiddo.
Okay, well, Wastelanders, this has been Tanner on all channels. See you in the waste.
See you in the waste.
So much fun. Can I do that again sometime?
Welcome to The Waste is a Wasteland podcast brought to you by Edward Grimgrinner Hutchinson, but made possible by Wastelanders like you. If you'd like to support the show in a fun way or get some merch, check me out on Patreon or on Etsy. The links to both of those, as well as all my social media, can be found at linktree.com/welcometothewastes. See you in the Wastes.